you will fail. In fact, you will fail most of the times, and it's not how many times you fail, it's how many times you get back up. We are into 2019, or we can also say 2019, we can say both. And how are your New Year's resolutions coming? You've been in 2019 for about 2 weeks now, so you've probably given up. Some of you have probably given up already. Some of you by the end of the month, and very few of you will keep going. But in today's episode, I want to explain and share with you why I don't do New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to give you an alternative to do instead of New Year's resolutions that might be better. This is episode 39, and it's not just English, it's more than English. Let's go. Hey there, English speakers, and welcome to a brand new, very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I am your host and teacher, Jesse, helping you get to that next level in English and in life. And you may hear my voice sounds a little strange today, but don't worry. That's only because, well, I don't know why. I lost my voice a few days ago. And by the way, that's what we call it. I lost my voice a few days ago, like last week. Then I got it back. I lost my voice, and then I got it back, and now my voice is just a little hoarse. I hope I'm not coming down with something. Remember the expression, to come down with something? I went over that in one of our early More Than English episode, More Than English podcast episodes. And to come down with something means that you get sick. You come down with a cold, you come down with the flu, something like that. But I'm sure that you can handle it. I can handle it. We're big boys and girls. We won't let a little raspy voice stop us from continuing. But how are you? How was your holiday? How was your New Year's? And how does it feel to be back at work or at school or whatever you're doing in your real life? Does it feel good to be back? It feels good to be back for me. I'm glad to get back to school, glad to get back to work, and it's good to get back into my normal routine. I gave that as an expression of the day on my Instagram page. In my Instagram story, I do expressions of the day. I just did one. It's up there now. It feels good to be back. It feels good to be back. That was my expression of the day. Go to Instagram.com/Sweet Academy and give me a follow and let me know if you like what you see. But today, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions. Do you make them? Do you keep them? You know, it's said that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. By February. That means before February. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail before February starts. So chances are you've made a New Year's resolution you won't keep. I'll tell you what, I haven't made a New Year's resolution that I won't keep because I don't make them. You know, I heard somebody say once, they said, you know, about 8 years ago, my New Year's resolution was to stop making New Year's resolutions, and I've kept it ever since. Well, that's one way to look at it. But today, I want to share with you the reason I don't make New Year's resolutions necessarily, but I'm also going to show you and give you an alternative and another option to do instead of the New Year's resolutions that might work and might be longer lasting. I know they have worked for me in my life. And I'm also going to share a story, a personal story from my life about how this has worked, and a success story from me about how it's worked. And I'd also like to hear your success stories as they work for you. Share any success stories, whether New Year's resolutions have helped you, whether other ways have helped you. I want to hear your success stories. And you could share those with me on Twitter at Sweet Academy or on Instagram at Sweet Academy. And there's always Facebook. Let's not forget YouTube. Do you know about the YouTube channel? YouTube.com/Sweet Academy. You could also just search my name, Jesse Swede. I teach you idioms and expressions to help you with your English fluency. Most of my material is for more advanced speakers. So if you're listening to this podcast now, it means that you're probably advanced enough. Well, I apologize about my phone. There we go. I need to remember to always turn my phone on silence. I put my earphones in so you can't hear notifications on my computer, but sometimes I forget about my phone. I need to remember that. Please remind me. Please remind me. Just send me random messages saying, Jesse, remember to turn off your phone during your podcast. But anyway, where was I? That's what we can say. Remember, I've gone over this. Where was I? When you get interrupted and then you want to continue where you were, you say, where was I? Yes. Right? Where was I? Or where were we? Yes. I was telling you about my YouTube channel. Search me, Jesse Swede. It's for more advanced speakers. If you're listening to me, you're listening to my voice, you're understanding me, then that YouTube channel is for you. So go subscribe and click the bell. But enough of that. Let's get into it. And the reason why I don't do New Year's resolutions and an alternative instead of making New Year's resolutions. And well, basically the reason simple. I don't do New Year's resolutions because of the statistic that I shared with you at the opening of the show. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. Why is that? Why does this happen? Well, in my opinion, the way that New Year's resolutions work, they're kind of setting you up for failure. Setting you up for failure. When you set somebody up for failure, it means that, well, you're preparing them for failure. It's organized for you to fail. That's also to say it's easier to fail than it is to succeed. Well, I guess that's always the case, isn't it? It's always easier to fail than it is to succeed, isn't it? The default option is failure, right? In sports, I hear a lot, losing is not an option. Failure is not an option. Well, I disagree wholeheartedly. I fully disagree with that. Failure is always an option. In fact, failure is the default option. Failure is the most readily available option there is. It's the default. That is to say, if you do not prepare enough, you will fail. If you prepare, but not in the correct way, you will fail. In fact, you will fail most of the times, and it's not how many times you fail, it's how many times you get back up. That's the number one thing that I've learned. It's kind of cliche, but if you know me, you know, I don't really mind cliche. Cliche doesn't really bother me. Right? Because it's cliche for a reason. It's cliche because it's effective, right? It's real, it's true. But it's not how many times you fall down. It's how many times you get back up. Fall 10 times, get up 11. Fall 11 times, get up 12. How many times are you getting back up and moving forward? And that's kind of the problem. Why I love that saying and that quote. I love it. I live by it. But that's also the reason I hate New Year's resolutions. Because it kind of doesn't... It stops after that first time that you fall down, generally, doesn't it? I mean, imagine. Think about it. In your life, maybe you've had a New Year's resolutions to study more, to go to the gym more, to wake up earlier, to not eat so many sweets, to stop smoking, to stop drinking, whatever. If by January 15th, you've already bought a pack of cigarettes, or you've gone to the bar, you didn't open your study book, you didn't go to the gym, or you went to the gym a couple times, and then you stopped. New Year's resolutions set you up for failure. I'm telling you, they set you up for failure. Why? Because you're resolving to change something about yourself. To suddenly, just because the calendar says 1-1, that you're going to suddenly go from 0 to 60, right? Go from 0 to 60. That's a metaphor we use with driving, right? From 0 miles per hour, kilometers per hour, to 60 miles per hour or kilometers per hour. You're going from 0 to 60. And... like, we're not really programmed that way. We're not really programmed to suddenly have such a big change and a sudden change right away. So our bodies kind of go into shock, or our minds go into shock. And let's take exercising, for example. If you haven't exercised for a long time, or you're new to exercising, and you want to start going to the gym more, you know, you might wake up on February 2nd or 3rd because, let's face it, it doesn't happen on January 1st usually, because we spent December 31st partying or drinking or staying out late. So January 2nd rolls around, your alarm goes off, you wake up, you get excited to go to the gym or to go running or to do exercise, and you do it. And it feels good, and you feel tired, and then the next day, you're sore, and it's harder to wake up. And then the second day, you're even more sore. Are you going to get up and go to the gym? Maybe you will. The strong-minded will. But a majority of people will hit that snooze button until it's too late. And then there goes that day. And that will make the next day, the following day, even harder, right? Because you missed that day. And then the following day is even harder. And then every day after that is even harder mentally to do the New Year's resolution that you set out to do. Because a lot of us don't have good discipline. That's something we need to work on. So New Year's resolutions kind of set you up to fail, because mentally, if you've blown it, you're setting one goal up from January 1st to last year through the entire year. That's a long goal. That's a long process. And if you fail from the beginning, it's harder. It's even harder to get up for it in February or March, isn't it? I mean, can anybody out there agree with what I'm saying? Can you relate to what I'm saying? That seems to be what happened. That's what I've been observing. That's what I observe and what I've lived. New Year's resolutions set you up for failure because it gives a sudden change. Goes from 0 to 60 and you suddenly have to... that was a snap. You suddenly have to change something. Or let's say stop smoking or stop drinking. Your body is going to react poorly for that, to that, or stop drinking coffee or whatever. your body will go into a little bit of shock and it will reject it a lot of the time. You might have a headache, or you might shake, or you might get extra hungry, or you might be in a bad mood a lot and get angry. Your body will reject this sudden change. These are the reasons New Year's resolutions don't work. Now, let me share with you an alternative that I started in 2012. And I just kind of thought of it off the top of my head. And I decided to go with it. And 2012, I started giving myself themes for the year. So instead of doing New Year's resolutions, I give myself a theme for the year. So in 2012, I started it. It was the year of betterment. The year of betterment. Betterment, as maybe you know, if you add a ment as the suffix of a word, right? The suffix ment makes an adjective a noun, right? So let's take some examples. Enjoyment. Enjoy is the adjective. Enjoyment is the noun. There was a lot of enjoyment at the party. Amusement. Amusement. It takes amuse, which is a verb or an adjective. Amusing, an adjective. And ment, add ment, it makes it a noun. Amusement. Enjoyment. Entertainment. Right? It makes it a noun. So betterment. The year of betterment. So I did it and I set out plans for myself. I said, okay, this is the year of betterment. By the end of this year, I will have improved the guitar and I will have improved my Korean because I was living in Korea at the time. And I will have launched my webpage by the end of the year. So those were steps that I would gauge my success. Okay, so I would improve the guitar. So I had just started learning the guitar, right? I just bought one. I just started learning. And I needed a plan for myself. So I would practice the guitar every day, even a little bit. That was a plan. It wasn't a New Year's resolution. So there was no way to say, oh, well, I missed 3 days, so I failed. I might as well give up. No, this was in the year of betterment. If I missed 3 days, guess what? There was tomorrow. There was next week. There are 356 more days left in this year. Let's get back on the horse and keep going. To get back on the horse. That's a good expression. To get back up on the horse, or to get back on the horse, to keep doing what you were doing. Encouragement. Encouragement. You see, once you learn a piece of language, how it just applies in other areas, right? So it was the year of betterment. By the end of the year, I will have future perfect. I will have improved my Korean. I will have learned the guitar. I will have launched my website. Okay. Come May of 2012, I had a big disaster in my life. I had a big disaster. And I essentially got taken away from this plan. I'd gotten taken out. I got removed from this plan. I had some personal disasters. My world came crumbling down. And I really just got knocked down. I can get into specifics of what happened in a future episode, but or later, or if you want to sign up for a lesson, we can talk about it. But I had a personal low point in my life. And I thought, this is the year of betterment. This is a great fucking way to start the year of betterment. Like, I'm in the first quarter in May, and I've just taken this gigantic hit. And since it wasn't a New Year's resolution, once I resolved this issue that I was dealing with and I got out, I got free, I got up, picked myself up, dusted myself off, went with my original plan of living abroad and came to Spain, came to Seville, Spain. And guess what I did? I got back up on the horse and I continued my year of betterment. That was in November. I came to Seville. So for that around 6 month, 5-6 month period from May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 7 months, 6-7 month period, I was out of the year of betterment, right? I was set back. It was a giant setback. In November, came back. And by the end of the year, on December 31st, I launched what was at the time my first language school. And it was Language Galaxy. And I just, when I launched it, I sat back. Looking now, Language Galaxy was, it was an awful name. It was an awful, like my content was really bad, but it was done. I did it. I did it. And it was the stepping stone I needed for what is now Sweet Academy. And it was the stepping stone I needed to get to where I am. Just like right now is a stepping stone to get where I will be. Do you feel the same way? That right now in your life, whether you're up or whether you're down, right now in your life is a stepping stone to where you are going to be if you keep moving forward. I sign off with that at the end of each episode. Keep moving forward, because I believe that. I believe that with everything, because I've lived it. And I'm continuing to live it. And I've seen the fruits of that. And I've seen the benefits of that. And the fruits are good. They are. Because guess what? If you don't keep moving forward, what other way are you going to go? You can't go any other way. Life keeps moving forward. So you've got to keep moving with it. But there's an alternative. This year, my theme for this year, and you can join me and make your own theme. My theme for this year is the year of results. The year of results. I've put in all of this work. I've put in all of this time. And it is hard to keep doing work for nothing but a dream and a vision. But I did it. And this year, 2019, is the year for results. And I'm excited for it, and I'm ready for it, and I'm pumped about it, and it's gonna come, and that's what we're gonna do. And I am looking forward to sharing with you in December of 2019 how this is the year of results. Will you join me? Will you be with me? If you will, comment on this and just tell me, yes, I'm with you, and tell me your theme for this year, because this, I truly believe, and it works for me, that this is a better option, a better alternative than New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions set you up for failure. Yearly themes, they work. They've worked for me. Another thing, I haven't made a theme every year. I don't make it a rule. You don't have to make it a rule. Be flexible. Flow like water. And see where this ride takes you. Anyway, I've taken enough of your time. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being with me and staying with me and joining me today. Let me know what your theme is. Let me know how you do throughout the year. I got a little excited there at the end, but how could you not when you're thinking about the possibilities of success and of paying off all of your hard work? Whew, that's exciting. Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember, Jesse Swede. Follow me on youtube.com/Swede Academy, Twitter, Instagram. I've already said that. That's enough of that. I do have my parenting course, my English for Parents course, to help you train your children in a more bilingual environment, to get them using English from the very start of their life, whether they're 0 years old, 1 year old, 2 years old, or 3 years old. These are the years it's best for, maybe 5 or 6, but generally 0, 1, or 2, or 3. And let's see how we do. Let's train our kids. I'm teach you how to train your kids and how to use English with your kids, whether you're a beginner level English user or you're even more advanced, because we look at different expressions and different ways to say things in a natural way. It is groundbreaking. It will help you. It will help you as a parent. It will help you. It'll be amazing to see your kids use these and grow in these. And if you go to SwedeAcademy.com and you click on English for Parents, you can get the course right now for 50% off. You have a 50% discount until January 14th. So hurry up. The course starts in February. You get an ebook. You get all of the video lessons. You get Google Hangouts so we can hang out and I can answer questions. It is a complete course. It's a 3-month course. A 3-month course, and you can get it now for 50% off. Just go to SwedeAcademy.com and click English for Parents. But I've taken enough of your time. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being with me. Remember, do something good for somebody so they can do something good for somebody else. That is paying it forward. And I'm here to remind you that if nothing else, keep moving forward. It's the only way to go. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.